Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
A relationship is like two separate people becoming one flesh. And you're never truly one flesh until you get married. I think that's also true with like your prayer life, is that it's two separate prayer lives and you like need to bring them together, but you can't bring them completely together, right? And so like avoid the need for your mutual prayer life to be this like overly complicated thing. Like where you're constantly praying together and the only time you are together, you're praying. The only thing you do when you're together is praying. The only time you're praying is praying together. That's a little unhealthy. I don't know. The balance is hard to strike, but you're going to make mistakes striking the balance. So you might as well just make sure you're doing both things.
I know it hurts. I'm sorry.
All right. You came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast that exploits their wives for content. It's your boy, Ethan. I'm Patrick. I meant to say I'm Pat.
I'm very confused.
That was a confusing...
I was like, are we doing a bit? I don't get it.
I'm not Ethan. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Phoebe.
Phoebe's my wife. She's the woman that I tricked into, got to marry me. And today, instead of Dr. Ethan's dating corner, we're doing Nurse Patrick's love triangle.
All right. I like
came
it.
Up with that one.
On the,
yeah. Phoebe, how's it going?
How's it going? My body hurts a little bit. I'm a little tired, but, you know, living life.
My wife is also 9 months pregnant. And so we are, this is probably the last podcast before our little Josie, very large Josie, is born. And so we're excited. Please pray for my beautiful wife as she pushes another human out of her body. Crazy.
Well, we have 2 more weeks.
Really? We do?
A couple, yeah.
I've just been mentally like, it's tomorrow.
Well, I'm 38 weeks tomorrow. Ooh. So... technically, that's full term, I think, okay. Right? So,
don't ask me.
She could come any day.
But we're not here to talk about, this is not Dr. Ethan's postpartum corner or prenatal corner. This is Dr. Ethan's dating corner, prenatal corner. And so we're going to answer some questions from folks that are down bad, as the kids say. For those of you who do not know where to ask questions, if you want to ask Dr. Ethan or Nurse Patrick a question, where do the people go, Phoebe? She doesn't know. They go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord and they go to the dating corner channel and they can ask the question there. Usually it gets answered within the next couple of days. Isn't that so easy and convenient?
So convenient.
See, it's the most easy and convenient thing. So we've got Phoebe, I'm going to be deferring to you on most of these questions because you are a woman and therefore wiser than us. But I have a question. This one comes from In a Little Cafe. Question: is there any good way to tell your girlfriend that you don't think an adult should ever have a lot of stuffed animals? What are your thoughts on adults owning a lot of stuffed animals?
Can we define a lot?
How many stuffed animals do you own?
Okay, well, at this point, Leo has most of my stuffed animals.
Sure.
And then I have one in keepsake that was like my lovey as a kid. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you think, I mean, it's definitely a girl thing to own a lot of stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Do you think in your experience as a woman, see, this is a very open-minded and progressive, we're learning here. As a woman, do you think the reason why women keep their stuffed animals is so that they can pass them on to their little kiddos when they have them?
That's certainly not why I kept mine.
So no.
I was just very attached. I think women tend, right? Women tend to be more attached to stuff like that. It's more it was more sentimental to me. I had a lot of stuffed animals as a kid, and they stayed at my parents' house when I was in college.
Didn't you have like a breakdown when you were a kid when your mom was like doing a yard sale?
Oh yeah. Yeah, my mom was like, okay, you got to get rid of some of your stuffed animals. And I went in my room and I looked at all my stuffed animals and I just wept because I was like, I love all of my animals. How can I get rid of any? So I picked like three and I went to my mom crying and I was like, here are the ones. And she was like, you don't need to give them away if you don't want to. So yeah, I was very attached to my stuffed animals, but I think one.
And those three stuffed animals never looked at you the same. They were like, we were the three you were going to get rid of. We're dispensable.
I don't even remember which ones they were. I certainly don't have them anymore. But I will say that once you get married, you become less attached. Oh, I shouldn't say generally. This was my experience. I became less attached to my stuffed animals once I got married. So
the only stuffed animal you need is me because I'm stuffed full of food and I'm an animal, baby. No, it is. I will say, like, as an adult man, I would have trouble if you were like, you are sharing a bed with all of my stuffed animals.
Yes, that's fair. I mean, I have a lot of further questions for this person. Like, how long did they give any more information besides that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, how long have you been dating? Because, like, if it's been, like, 3 months and you're like, it's kind of weird. She has a lot of stuffed animals. It's like, okay, well, that's just kind of where she's at right now. So take it or leave it, buddy.
It's but, not really your place.
Yeah, but, like, I have never met. And now I'm not saying they don't exist, but like I've never met a woman who has like gotten married and was still so obsessed with their stuffed animals that they were still sleeping with them. Mm. You know, they might still have them in another place because they might be sentimental. But if that's a deal breaker for you, first of all, I'd say maybe do some soul searching.
Dang.
But I don't know. But
in a little cafe, I'm sorry, but I think my wife might be right on this one. Happy wife, happy life. All right.
But ultimately, I just want to say, finish it off with, ultimately, if you really don't like that about them, don't try and make them change. If that's a deal breaker, then that's it. Okay.
Thank you, Phoebe. So this next one comes from Anonymous. Tips on deciphering singleness. There is a girl who was in a relationship 2 months ago, but I think I heard a consoling comment to her from a friend. So things might have changed, as in like, it's okay. You know, like, so that he heard that.
Yeah.
I don't, you got to give me more than consoling comment because you could have had something bad happen in general, but whatever. The relationship was visible, but the breakup, if there was one, is not. Should I ask the friend, despite my uncertainty, to ask her for me? Usually no, but maybe, I don't know. It's been over a month. I've seen her quite a bit, but never spoken about anything below the surface. Her behavior and that of her friends towards me has gotten more flirty this summer. I say that in quotes because the rule I go by is, if you're interested in her, she's not flirting. Wait, if you're interested in her, she's not flirting. Oh, but that's not a good rule. No, that's not a good rule. All right. Phoebe, what do you think?
So we're trying to figure out if she's single.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he like her?
I think so, yeah.
The point? Okay.
Remember the days in 2012 when you would just like go on someone's Facebook profile because everyone was like always updating their... Did you like... When I got into my first relationship, I immediately updated my Facebook relationship status. I was like that was probably the reason why I got into the relationship in the first place, was so I could update my Facebook relationship status.
I wasn't allowed to date, so it was
based Terry Johnson.
So, yeah, you were my, well, no, I dated a few people in college, but they weren't like serious.
That was her first boyfriend.
You were my first, like,
she serious saved boyfriend. She saved the best for first. What can I say? That's what the saying is.
I don't know. It sounds like a really...
I ruined her for all other men. What can I... I'm sorry. I'll stop.
I don't... The... What you just read sounds very complicating.
Yeah.
And I just... I don't think it needs to be that complicating. I mean... Again, more questions. I'm always gonna have more questions than a question.
Phoebe was like, I feel like all of my responses are gonna be like, I need more information. I need to have lived your entire life and this person's entire life to know what you have to do.
I mean, because it was her supposed ex in the same area, because it might be obvious if like they're not hanging out anymore. I don't know. If you are wanting to ask her out, I would maybe ask her friend. I don't think that's terrible.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, is so-and-so still dating this person or are they available? I feel like that's simple enough.
Yeah, and if they don't know, then just like leave it be, I guess.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Just ask her out and then she'll say,
yeah, that's
I true. Still have a boyfriend.
Yeah, which might be a little awkward, but, you know, that's okay. We all... Awkward moments make us stronger. Right?
Yes. What doesn't kill you? What makes you cringe makes you strong. That's what happened.
Yes, right? But I would say if you're not thinking about asking her out, there's really no point in asking. If you're just, like, curious, then I don't think there's really a point.
That is wisdom. I think what you should do, and if Ethan were here, I think he would agree with me. You have to get a trench coat, okay? And you have to put on a little hat and sunglasses and fake mustache. And you need to go to her house and knock on her door and say, congratulations, you've won a free all-expenses-paid cruise to Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. And then you say only if you are a single, it's a singles cruise, so only if you're a single woman. And if she says, I am a single woman, I'll take the cruise, you pull off the disguise and go, aha, would you like to go out with me?
That is very complicated.
Foolproof.
Just ask if she's single. If you're gonna go all the way to that, just ask if she's single.
Trench coat is the only way. I'll send you one. All right. Question for the pod. Ben put like little watery happy emoji on this one.
Aww.
So that I think that means that it's a good one. Question for the pod. I, a 23-year-old female, started dating someone, a 28-year-old man. We've only been out on a few dates so far, but we've done some video calls. The first few dates and on the video calls, he asked me if we could say a rosary together. And on the third date, we went to mass. I've always been told that mass dates are not actually dates, but this isn't quite that because we're still spending a good amount of time talking afterwards and getting to know each other. It still feels a bit weird and forced, but it's early in the relationship, so it feels like we should be spending as much time together as possible trying to get to know one another. I do want God to be the center of the relationship, and my faith is important to me, but I'm not sure how to balance this with the practical part of getting to know my new boyfriend. Or maybe they're dating. Maybe not. They're not boyfriend, girlfriend yet. Who knows? Any thoughts would be greatly appreciated. Phoebe.
Do you want to start one?
Yeah.
I've been starting all of them.
Oh, yes. That's usually what I do with Ethan.
Oh,
is okay. I just hand him the question because I don't want to be like, I read this question. Now, here's my answer. although I did that on the last podcast I recorded. That was what I did. I will start this one if you want me to.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, if it feels forced, that's like okay. Because it is a little bit, you know, it's like, let's pray the rosary on a video call. It's like, that's not like my go-to thing. Like, I want to pray the rosary on FaceTime with you. So it might be a little forced. Like, there might be a little element of like, we're doing this because we're like good Catholics and we're supposed to be doing the good Catholic relationship thing. But just because it feels a little forced doesn't mean it's wrong. You know? Yeah. Sometimes you got to force it. Otherwise, it doesn't come out. And,
all right.
I mean, hey, you know, it's better out than in. And, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's like the balance between, you know, making God the center of the relationship. Faith is important to me. I've said this on the Dating Corner before, but your mutual faith life with this person, like right now, a relationship is like two separate people becoming one flesh, and you're never truly one flesh until you get married. I think that's also true with like your prayer life, is that it's two separate prayer lives. And you like need to bring them together, but you can't bring them completely together, right? And so like avoid the need for your mutual prayer life to be this like overly complicated thing, like where you're constantly praying together and the only time you are together you're praying. The only thing you do when you're together is praying. The only time you're praying is praying together. That's a little unhealthy. I don't know. The balance is hard to strike, but you're going to make mistakes striking the balance. So you might as well just make sure you're doing both things. I don't know. Is that good advice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it makes me think about, I say this a lot whenever I talk to my friends who aren't married about their relationships and like the spiritual aspect, because I think that is something that is hard to navigate sometimes, is, okay, is this too, are we going too far in this spiritual sense and not far enough in like this emotional, like getting to know each other sense, because it is important for those two things to rise together. And then the physical sense is the third thing. So it's like the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical, and they all should be rising slowly together. And then there's a point where the only logical next step is getting married, right? So if it seems like on this scale, like what are those levers? That's always how I envision it.
Oh, like on an audio board.
Yes.
Yeah,
like
I don't
those
have them because I'm not a real podcaster, but yeah, they're like little faders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I envision. So all of those should be pretty close at all times. So if it's feeling like the spiritual one is a little higher than the emotion, or much higher than the emotional one, then maybe just go on more casual dates, maybe get coffee more, just talk about yourselves, cook a meal together. I don't know, whatever you guys like to do. It's good to pray together and it's very important to pray. But it's also a very intimate thing, right? So it's important not to go too quick with that, which it doesn't necessarily sound like this person is.
No, mass a couple of times, rosary over the FaceTime. Who among us hasn't done a little, you know?
Yeah, but
rosary over FaceTime.
Yeah, I would just say if it's a concern about, because she said the spiritual stuff versus the practical stuff. If you have that concern, then it wouldn't hurt just to add just like a non-church date during the week, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Simple answer. Simple answer from a woman who's much smarter than I am. And that's why I'm here. All right. This question has a little yikes emoji on top of it. So I'm excited for this one. Ben puts little emojis so that I don't have to read the question. I can just look at it. We have the best listeners in the world. I just got to tell you. All right.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right.
When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Phoebe, you know what I hate?
What do you hate?
Big tech.
Okay.
I live in constant fear of my precious Twitter account getting taken down because I don't own it. I like owning the places where my website is. And that's why The Crunch, I don't know if you know this, The Crunch website is hosted on Patmos. Are you familiar with Patmos?
I am not.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Patmos is your island of refuge in the ocean of big tech. They provide top-notch web and app hosting services, hosting and API GPU services. And if you know what that means, tell me. That's awesome. I don't know if I should say that, but I'm not the techie guy. They handle all of our website stuff, and it runs more smooth than it ever has in the past. All backed by no censorship guarantee. I know I can say anything I want on this podcast. I made a joke on the last episode, a little bit off color. I know that me saying something like that isn't going to get me thrown off the internet, and our livelihood won't be taken away from us. You like feeding our children, right?
I enjoy that very much.
Thanks to Patmos, I can safely feed my children ongoing. They offer unbeatable pricing and security from the ground up because they own the dirt that their servers sit on. They own everything that your stuff is hosted on. And I get the best service because I have like an actual person to talk to. Her name's Camilla. She's great. And they never offshore or sub out work. Everything is done in-house by them. There's just no better value in tech services than Patmos. I'm being honest when I say that. They've taken such good care of us. Whether you want to build an awesome new app or a website or host your current site, all you need to do is reach out to Patmos at patmos.tech. They help businesses, missions, churches of all sizes accomplish their goals with great value and service. Tell them The Crunch sent you and you get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration, whichever you need. That's patmos.tech, freedom as a service. Isn't that great, Bibi?
It's amazing.
I know, right? It's awesome. Thanks for joining me for the ad read. I love you. Hey, Phoebe. Do you remember when I crapped myself the first day I did Exodus 90?
I will never forget
that. So, hi, my name is Patrick Devy. I did Exodus 90 a couple of years ago, and I did poop my pants on the first day because I fasted and drank too much coffee. But did you know that Exodus 90 is not just about fasting and cold showers before Easter? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Tell me more.
So they do a little thing called St. Michael's Lent that you can actually go sign up for now if you are a man and you're interested in getting yourself ready for Advent, getting yourself ready for Christmas. You can download their app and you can actually get their, they have daily scripture meditations, prayers, reflections on getting closer to God as a man. They also have a new course on the Eucharist just in time. For now that we're after the Eucharistic revival, we can, you know, get closer to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. If you go to exodus90.com/thecrunch, you can let them know that we sent you and you can enjoy the beautiful prayers and courses they have available on there right now. It's exodus90.com/thecrunch. Thank you, Exodus 90, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. A guy came up to me after Mass many months ago. He saw me on Catholic Match and asked if I was still looking for someone. Have you ever sold something on Facebook Marketplace? That's what that reminds me of. Like, what? Is this still available? Hey, are you still available? Sorry, no, someone picked up the couch a while ago. I'm out. I'm out of the game. He saw me, asked if I was still looking for someone. I said I was taking a break. This is true. I deleted all the apps the week before. Then he comes up to me this weekend and asks again. I said, not currently, because I'm not interested in him and I'm talking to another guy. Anyway, he says, oh, not for me. I know someone. And I just had to say, oh, okay, well, thanks for asking. If things change, I guess I'll let you know if things change. It was awkward. And what was I supposed to say? Backtrack after he said, not me, and be like, should I have backtracked after he said not me and then be like, oh, okay, then sure. That seems like a horrible thing to do. Anyway, I'm curious now, but also wary of being set up by someone I don't know. Thoughts? Did you track that? She's like, what do I do? So she, this guy came up to her and asked her, hey, are you still interested in dating? And she goes, no, I'm like taking a break. And then a couple of weeks later, he goes, he sees her again. Hey, are you interested in dating? And like, she's not on the break anymore.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I heard it. I'm just confused what she's asking.
Oh, sure. So she's like, should I have said, she's asking if she did the right thing. Like, should she have said, oh yeah, I am interested in dating now. Not you though. Like, no? Like she said, oh, I'm not interested. Thank you. And then he goes, oh, not for me. Was she supposed to be like, oh, okay. Phew. Then yes.
That's kind of silly. Of course, like, it sounds like you're being honest with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust a guy being like, hey, are you still interested in dating? Because I've got like a really hot friend.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. I would also probably be kind of curious if some random guy was like, I have someone I could set you up with. But because he doesn't know you.
It's him in a trench coat. You want a free singles cruise?
Oh my gosh. But yeah, because you don't know him, I think it is probably a wise thing to just be like, cool, no thanks, yeah. I'm good.
Probably wise.
So that's very funny, though. That's really funny.
I love the hijinks that you guys get into. If you got some hijinks, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord and let us know that, you know, you get into some wackadoo things. Man, I'm interested. What?
It just, that just makes me think of the whole, like, oh, not for me though. Like, I'm asking for a friend, but it's actually him. So like, maybe it was actually
him. Nah, it probably was.
And he wanted to know of your question, which is just kind of immature. So,
oh, dude, this one's just sad. Is it shallow to not want to marry my girlfriend because she's not funny?
Yes.
Dude, that sucks. I have a disordered appetite for banter. We're at 6 months. I have to decide whether to catch and release. You can't talk like that, man. You can't come in the...
I have a lot of questions.
You broke baby.
What?
Oh, man.
Is this person having trouble finding a wife? Because I think I might know your problem.
Oh, jeez. Phoebe. Holy cow. Yes, you can't be mean to this. I'm glad I didn't name this person. Everyone changed their username to Rangoon, something Rangoon, like Crab Rangoon. Because one of our Discord members is named Crab Rangoon, and she kept asking dating questions. And so I kept making jokes about it on the podcast. And so everyone is something Rangoon. And so I can't tell anyone apart anymore. It's very confusing. All right. So this one is happy. This one comes from Flannery 54.
Just leaving that last one.
Yeah, I can't help him. Can you help him?
Well, I just sound like the bad guy. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree?
Of course. Luckily, I don't have to deal with that because my wife is hilarious. You're welcome. You're welcome. But yeah, I mean, like, it's you'll get over stuff like that. You know, it's like, I have a disordered appetite for banter. It's like, yeah, man, you can get over that. It's all good. Just banter with your boys. That's what boys are for, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, though, you know, if, like, she is going to eventually pick up on that, if that's like a serious deal breaker, and that's going to be really hurtful to her. So if that is a serious deal breaker for you, it doesn't really matter what any of us think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she might not be the right person for you.
I went the opposite way. I was like, stay with her and deal with it. But Phoebe was like, you got to get out of Dodge.
Well, I'm not saying, but like, I'm not, I don't know who this person is.
Play this episode for her, and then her reaction will determine. Because if she does have a sense of humor, then she'll think this whole situation is hilarious. And if she has a bad sense of humor, then she'll just break up with you. It's a win-win, honestly. And we get a listener. So win-win-win.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, but I don't. Yeah. I mean, because I don't know this person. So if they're actually serious about growing in virtue and, you know, caring about what really. Well, okay. I know so little about a relationship. I don't like to make those generalized comments.
Sure.
But if they're willing to change their perspective, that's sure. a good way to say it, then yeah, stay mm-hmm. with her. I'm sure there's a lot of other things that you like about her. But if that's like every like months go by and that's still bothering you and you are not willing to change your perspective on it, then it's like, okay.
I told you about the about our friend Madigan's deal breaker rule, right? Every good relationship has two deal breakers. Did I tell you about that? It's she runs a matchmaker podcast. She's Catholic and we went to school with her. She's that, yeah. And she said like every relationship, every good relationship has two deal breakers, meaning like every relationship has one thing that one person compromised on and like made a change in their desires for the other person. For example, a deal breaker for me was I didn't want my wife to be the hottest girl on the planet, the most beautiful woman in the world. But I compromised on that and I married, I took the L and I married the most beautiful woman on the planet. So you're welcome. So maybe this is one of your compromises. You can't riff with your, but the thing is you're gonna have babies and those babies are gonna grow up into people and those people are gonna be, they're probably one or two of them is gonna get your genes. And if you keep missing, just keep popping them out. Have more kids. It'll solve your problems.
Okay, I'm not sure how we got to that.
No, that's the answer. The answer is always have more babies. It'll solve all of your problems. Do we have time for another? Yes, we do. We have time for one more, okay. For a quick one. This question comes from Flannery. I've been friends with a guy for a few years and have had a crush on him for most of that time. He's oblivious. I don't think my attempts at flirting are getting through to him. At this point, I've decided to just be like, hey, I like you. We should go on a date. What's the best time and place to bring this up? I don't want to just bring it up out of nowhere. And someone asked, how have your attempts of flirting been compromised? Or she said, what have you actually done to flirt? Mostly just singling him out in social situations, some friendly banter, compliments, texting. A combination of awkward me and very oblivious him is not promising. Men are oblivious. For reference, I once told him to his face that I really like the way his shirt matches eyes and he should wear it more often. Girl, you need to lay it on thicker. That's all you got? Yikes. You gotta just a little bit up. She's like, I'm being so obvious. I once told him that he had nice hair. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I think if you want to go the route of flirting, I mean, I don't really know how to flirt well. So
you can have two babies. You can have two children with someone and still sometimes be like, does she actually like me? Or is this like a ruse?
No.
Men saw the Truman Show and they were like, that could happen to me.
What?
The Truman Show?
I've never seen
where like that. Everyone in his life is they're all, he's on a TV show.
Oh.
Here, we saw it together. It's Jim Carrey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Men saw the Truman Show and he was like, my wife might be trying to push Ovaltine. She's weirdly into Ovaltine. Maybe it's an ad. That's most dudes are like, that could happen to me. She's pretending.
Yeah.
She just wants me for my money. You know? I'm in college. I don't have any money, but she wants me for my eventual money.
A lot of that also sounds like it could be portrayed as just friendly.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you what to do to flirt because I'm not good at it. But also it's been so long and I don't feel like I need to try anymore. It's just like, we're married.
She's like, I've got this guy wrapped around my finger. Easy.
No, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if you could agree with this, but at a point in your relationship, it's like flirting just comes naturally. You don't really need to try.
It's like, she's like, I've been saying things that are very specific that would work if you were me and he was Patrick, you know, it's like, that's the problem. But I think that, I think you might, cause it's so, from your perspective, it feels like a lot because you've put so much stake into, I'm going to tell him I think his hair matches, his eyes match his shirt. And you're like psyching yourself up. And it's the biggest deal. It's your Mount Everest. And you say it and he's like, he doesn't catch it at first. And he's like, oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, maybe I will wear this more often. He's like thinking about something else. And like to him, it was like nothing, no big deal. And you're like, I did it. Now he's going to be like, now he must know that I like him. He probably knows and he hasn't said it. He hasn't asked me to marry him. So he must hate me. You know, it's like, You're like building it up in your head, but it's really not that big of a deal. It's just a sentence. And quite literally, you could kiss him on the mouth and he'd be like, I wonder if she actually does like me. So, I mean, like, I'm obviously kidding, but be a little more obvious if you want. And then, or you could ask him the question like, hey, I like you. Are you going to ask me on a date anytime soon, or should I just like move on?
The classic crunch advice.
The question. Ask him the question, Flannery. I know you're in the chat. I know you know this. Come on, ask the question. Men are oblivious, Muffin says. Muffin. It's so funny to me that like she said, I've singled him out in social situations, friendly banter, compliments, a bit of texting. And Muffin goes, men are oblivious. Like, what do you mean? I've texted Ethan before. Is he in love with me?
I think it also depends on the guy's relationship with women. Because if there is a man who typically does not have a lot of female friends and he is getting all of these signs, then it would make sense that that guy would be like, oh yes, definitely this person likes me. But if it is someone who is like very outgoing, has a lot of female friends and always is like texting friends casually, like girls casually, then yeah, it might not be as obvious. So
one of the problems with relationships is that men and women are different. And so that's like actually where most of the problems come in. If men and women were the same, things would be a lot easier. Because we'd be
true.
No, it would be perfect. That's why
it'd be harder.
That's why gay guys are happy all the time. That's why they call them gay, because they're happy.
But yes. But to be quite honest, I think you should talk to my sister, Kelly, because she is a boss when it comes to just asking guys she likes out. She's like what's a good word for her?
She's no nonsense.
Like, she asked like three guys out. She's not. She's not afraid.
Her.
Yeah.
That's one out of three. That's major league.
And now she's in a really cute relationship. So.
The guy from Colorado.
I don't know. I probably shouldn't talk too much about this. But no, it's really, I bring her up because for her it was just like asking the guy out, and I don't have that personality, so I'm like, Kelly is amazing at it. So yeah, just like take a breath, build some courage, and even if it's in an awkward time, it's like, it's okay. Awkward times do not define you. So just ask him out, see what he says.
Wow. Well, everyone, you're welcome for having Phoebe on the show today. I'm sure it was a blessing for you to be able to listen to my wife's pearls of wisdom. If you want to ask a question on your own, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. You can put it in the dating corner chat and we will get to it pretty soon. You'll probably even get answers right away from our lovely community. If you liked the episode from Sunday, if you haven't listened to it yet, go give it a listen. I just finished recording it. It was a solo episode where I did some conversations about apologetics based on some things that Ethan and I have been working on with the Convince Your Friends Toolkit. If you haven't grabbed that yet, you can go to thecrunchcast.com/toolkit to get it. Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you, and we'll see you all next week. Say bye to Phoebe. Press F to say goodbye to Phoebe.